You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's Wednesday with your boys in the morning. It's the Dom and Jeremy show at Mix 100, where it is time for a trending report. Today is January 6th, which means you have exactly 1 month to hang on to your New Year's resolution. Study is out, has found that the average person is really good and sticks to it until February 6th. That's the average date that it just
fizzles out, huh? You give up.
So you got another month, people.
Yeah, it's too much work. Don't bother. Quit now.
You know, there was an interesting story, Jeremy, about the actual habits that failed last year. Like, at the start of 2020, because none of us knew that 2020 was going to turn out the way it did, all the different resolutions that people made, they were like, which ones were the ones that people really couldn't keep?
Spend more time with friends?
Yeah. No, number one was waking up earlier.
Oh,
people are like, I'm going to get up earlier. I'll get so much more done.
I'm going to wake up earlier in 2020. I'm going to travel more. Right. I'm going to spend more time with friends.
So waking up earlier, that crashed. Meditating. Everyone's a big talker about meditation.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, I am definitely going to get more into meditation.
Then you try for like 2 seconds and you fall asleep.
Yeah, they said that.
Fail.
Crashes also. Anyway, so good luck over the next month. Here's another thing about 2020 that was predicted, and we talked about this on the show a few times, that the divorce rate would skyrocket. And we heard some stories, I don't know, it seemed like it was August or September, where people were like, yeah, we're just holding on because we're gonna pull the plug. Couples grew apart during 2020. Well, actually, the statistics are out, and they say not only did the divorce rate go down last year, it went down significantly.
Nice.
Couples actually stayed together. Now, before you get all ooey-gooey and say, oh, people are staying in love, they said a big part of it is just practicality because divorce is expensive.
That's what I was thinking. It's too expensive to break up, get separate places. And
people decided, they're like, yeah, we might as well stay together.
All of a sudden, you're living on one income. You're like, oh, my God, this sucks.
And then the last thing I've got is the science nerd in me that gets all excited because even though 2020 felt like it was like it just dragged on forever, it was actually a shorter year because the Earth is now rotating faster.
Hmm.
And when the Earth rotates faster, the days are shorter, right?
Okay.
So we actually, on this past Sunday, the day lasted 23 hours, 59 minutes, 59.998927 seconds.
I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
Thought something felt off.
Scientists say, yes, the Earth is spinning faster now than any time it has in the last 50 years. Before you freak out over this, you should know that the Earth, just like how the climate gets warmer and colder and warmer and colder, the Earth speeds up, slows down because of all the other factors out there. You know, we're not alone, you know, in our solar system. There's other planets, moons, the sun. They all have different effects.
Hmm.
But you may have heard about us throwing in a leap second in the past where it's one day is 1 second longer to catch our clocks up. Now they might have to do a negative leap second where one day is actually 1 second shorter just to catch us up with the atomic clock.
I can never catch up.
Mm-hmm. And you say, well, I'm not going to notice 1 second. No, you won't. But all those satellites that do your GPS, they have to be perfect in their time. Mm-hmm. And if they're off by 1 second, it throws off all of your map stuff on your GPS.
You're going to be late by 1 second everywhere
you'll
you
be
go.
You'll be making wrong turns all over the place.
Can we find which way the Earth is spinning and then maybe everybody at once run in the opposite direction for like 4 minutes? And would that slow it down?
I don't see why that wouldn't work.
I am also an idea man.
Right, you're getting there. Is that like the same idea that everybody on the Earth jumps up at the same time
and see if we knocks us out of orbit?
Anyway, that's all I got. What do you got?
Oh, let's get to the really important stuff here. Today is National Bean Day.
Oh, yes.
The day to celebrate beans. Beans are a great source of fiber. Beans are great, Dom. When you eat a lot of beans, you know what happens. A little rumbly in your tummy there. So this gives me an excuse to bring out my inner 14-year-old And what I did is I pulled up one of your current favorite songs, Dom, Bang by AJR.
Sure.
And morphed in a few toot sound effects. I'm going to let this go for about 30 seconds.
Just 30 seconds.
Just because I want to.
I get up, I get down, and I'm jumping around. And the rumpus and ruckus are comfortable now. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow.
Isn't it great? A little bit more. Big finish. You're welcome. Better makes that song better.
So now when your wife sends you off to work and she wonders what you do all day.
That's the funny thing. When we talk to other couples that we meet for the first time, you know, and they're like, what do you guys do for a living? And then Nicole's like, well, I design electrical substations. I work in electrical engineering. Da, da, da. And my reply is always, I go to work and make fart sound effects. Two totally different people.
More true than funny.
This is some crazy news. Dr. Dre. If you're a big fan of 80s and 90s rap, Dr. Dre was rushed to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in L.A. on Monday. Suffered a brain aneurysm. Good night.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's in the ICU. LL Cool J, of all people, tweeted out that he's recovering nicely. Dre also issued a statement that he's doing great. He's in excellent care. So hopefully he bounces back from that soon. I continued to read other things going on in his life, and I kind of see why he possibly had this brain aneurysm.
You talking about the big feud?
He's in the middle of a nasty divorce battle right now with his wife, Nicole, oddly enough. She's trying to get their prenup thrown out, and get this, Dom, she wants $2 million a month from this guy in spousal support, plus $5 million in legal fees. No wonder he's like, yeah.
His head explodes.
$2 million a month. What? My gosh, that's a lot. I don't know how much he's worth.
Is that where you ask for $2 million so that you can get a million?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe they'll meet somewhere.
Scrape by $1 million a month.
That's crazy, though.
He's worth $1 billion, I think.
Is he a billionaire?
I think he is.
You're probably right.
Want me to look it up real fast?
Yeah.
I thought I read something.
Hey,
there's
Alexa.
Also that whole thing that he's got that feud going on between some of his proteges.
Oh, yeah, with Snoop and Eminem, and, which is
yeah.
With Snoop. That's crazy because they did a bunch of music back in the day. Dre is 55 years old, so, I mean, he's still fairly young. I mean, to have a brain aneurysm, man, that's,
oh,
that's scary.
Oh, wait a minute.
No,
I'm sorry.
Not a billionaire.
He is not a billionaire. He's only worth $800 million.
Oh, okay. So he can afford the $2 million a month.
Sure.
It's his interest. Check this out. If you have a Christmas tree still sitting in your house, there's an option. Instead of dragging it out to the curb or lighting it on fire or turning it into mulch, I guess, there's a new cookbook out from a woman named Julia something or other. It's called How to Eat Your Christmas Tree. And it features dozens of recipes that you can make using your tree. Now, the couple examples in there, Christmas cured fish is in there. I guess it uses about a pound of the needles for decoration and flavoring. There's pickles, where you throw a handful of the needles in the jar with your pickles for about a month. There's even ice cream. Ice cream that calls for blue spruce needles and ginger in the recipe.
Do you ground all these things up?
I know. That's what I was wondering. You don't want one of those stuck in your throat.
There was a naturalist many years ago who was always on TV. His name was, what was his name? Yul Gibbons. And his tagline was always, you know, parts of a pine tree are edible. And
I don't see why not.
All these years later, we're finding out he wasn't lying.
Here's this woman's quote. She says, I don't know why it's so weird because we eat and we forage so many other plants. And
it
she makes
a
point.
Right,
I love to forage. I'm constantly forage. I drive a forage F-150.
Okay,
I love it so much.
You cannot compete with the nuggets I was laying down yesterday.
You had a pretty solid one yesterday.
No chance.
Forage F-150, though, is pretty solid.
No.
Let's see. If you found out that you're talking to yourself a lot during the past year, you're not alone. Psychologist says it's common for people to talk out loud more when they're under stress or facing other challenges.
Sure.
I don't know why Dom doesn't laugh at my jokes. funny joke.
Inside, I laughed.
I don't know why he didn't laugh at it.
Only on the inside.
Don't want to tell you anything else. He did the time one. That's pretty good. Yeah, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. TikTok video out there that's exploding online today. And it reminds me very, very much of my own mother. This actually might turn into a show topic. Somebody posted a video of her mom explaining the kitchen rules, Dom. Okay. Like, there's two different towels in the kitchen. One is for hands, one is not. It's basically for decoration. She goes over what's in the cabinets, the plates, and the glasses that are used for drinking, and the other plates and glasses that are just there for pretty, as she calls them. And the kid's filming this, and she's like, WTF, they're glasses.
That's
but it's
great.
So my mom. Like, you go to their house, and there's, oh, no, you don't drink out of those glasses. You don't use those plates. Those are just for looking.
Right.
And you're like, I just need a plate, Mom. So anyway, check out the video. It's kind of funny. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook.
Clickbait.